Hey, welcome to the Not New Movie Review. My name is Ross Oakes, joined by my co-host,
Jeremy Wainwright.
And this is the podcast where we talk about movies that are not new.
They're not new.
Not in theaters.
And we review them.
Yeah.
Loosely.
Yeah, somewhat. Loosely. Yeah, yeah. I don't know if you should really take our reviews seriously.
Our reviews are the gold standard.
Oh, nice.
Tomato and IMDb.
Nice. Well, we did have Morgan Freeman on as a guest. So.
Don't talk about him in front of me ever again.
I'm just saying it's still live if they want to go listen to it.
Your birthday episode.
Yeah. What have you been up to? We went to the Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, we're gonna ignore the third person?
What?
Or is he just gonna listen to us talk?
All right, fine. You want to bring him in? Oh,
no, no, no. Fine. He can stay there. It's fine. Yeah, we went to the Cheesecake Factory.
All right. No. So we have we have the cousin of the hit film actor Wonder and Room.
Jacob. Are you related to Jacob Tremblay?
No. We have Justin. We have Justin Tremblay, the first cousin of Jacob Tremblay. From the hit movies Wonder and Room.
I made that joke last week.
Did you really?
Yeah. Because he told me your last name, and I was like, Jacob Tremblay?
Hello.
So how does it feel with your cousin in the spotlight?
Oh, you know, it's sometimes I get jealous. But, you know, got to live
envious.
With it. Envious.
You ever want to...
Kill him? Yeah.
Okay.
Right. You ever just sat in a room and just yelled out, I can do this too, you little shit?
Yeah, I do. Right into my pillow.
What's the age difference? You're a little older than
me. 2-3 years.
So you're...
He looks good for his age.
So either he's 16 or you're 16.
Well, it's a big Hollywood secret. It's the makeup they use.
This is exclusive.
Exclusive.
Exclusive. We broke the news right here.
All
right,
speaking of news, we went to Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Does it matter? Do they care?
I don't know.
Do they care?
Do you
care?
I don't care.
He doesn't care. I just want to say to publicly shame Ross, he still has the cheesecake in his fridge. He still hasn't finished it.
How long is it?
And that was on Saturday. So say I if you can't finish a piece of cheesecake in 3 days.
I.
That was Ross.
They're really thick and rich.
Oh, really? So do they pay you not to eat it?
That's what she said.
Because they're...
Yeah.
Oh, lots of jokes getting thrown around.
Okay.
So what else have you been up to?
Well, okay, who's Justin? Justin, who are you?
Who am I?
Yeah.
A master of horror. Master of the macabre. Ooh.
Master of horror.
Ooh.
Justin Tremblay. First cousin to Jacob Tremblay.
It's a lot different than your cousin.
Oh, yeah. He's a dick.
Yeah.
He's already
into
the Hollywood,
diva.
Doing cocaine.
Oh, jeez. I've heard he's a heavy drinker.
Yeah?
I've heard rumors behind the scenes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the set of Room wasn't
exclusive. E.T. Entertainment Tonight. No, exclusive, not new movie review.
I thought we were...
We're the breaking news outlet
I thought we
for
were,
Hollywood.
We were an off-brand of Entertainment Tonight, I thought. This whole time.
Great, now I gotta cut that out because they're gonna sue us.
Imagine that happening. Getting sued. What
I hope so. I'm not gonna cut it out now.
Who is it? Ryan Seacrest? Does he host it?
No, he has his own network.
American Idol?
No, no.
He hosts Live with Kelly and Ryan. You're right.
Seacrest Out, right? Is that what it's called?
Seacrest Out?
Yeah.
I don't know. We've devoted way too much time to Ryan Seacrest. I don't know why brought him up.
I mean, that name sounds pretty sexual. Seacrest Out.
Yeah,
that
right.
That just sounds wrong. Right? Yeah,
I don't want to get sea crusted. So you want to talk about what we've watched, or you want to jump right in? What do you want to? You're the captain of the ship.
You're the captain of the ship.
I am the captain now. What have you watched? Anything interesting? You want to talk about?
I don't know. I finished my Marvel movies. Did I say that last time?
No, you didn't. You were still in the middle of it.
Okay. Well, I finished all the Marvel ones.
Same.
Black Panther, great, right?
Yeah.
Thor Ragnarok, great, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got a few disagreeing opinions with those.
Oh, jeez.
Well, put them on the table.
Yeah. Okay, I loved Ragnarok. That was my favorite Thor film so far.
Okay.
Wasn't a huge fan of Black Panther. I mean, it was okay, but it was, like, really overhyped.
Oh.
Whoa.
Damn.
Whoa.
Laying down the hot takes.
I don't know about that.
You don't think Black Panther was overhyped?
I think Black Panther was awesome.
People are saying it's the best Marvel film that's ever been released, and you don't think that's overhyped?
I haven't heard that review. I don't agree with that review.
It's in my top four.
But yeah. I definitely really like that movie.
I'd put it in probably the middle ground of Marvel films.
This is why opinions are good, you know? That's my opinion. Ross didn't like Age of Ultron.
What?
No, I didn't. No, Age of Ultron
loved Age of Ultron.
Yeah, see, sucked we all have different opinions. I think the Incredible Hulk is mediocre, you know?
I agree.
I'm a little nervous because the Age of Ultron guys are also doing this one.
No, they're not. It's the Russo brothers.
Yeah, it's the Russo brothers.
Who did Winter Soldier and Civil War.
And Civil War is the best Marvel movie ever.
My favorite's Guardians 2.
I love Guardians. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not Whedon. Joss Whedon only did the first two of them.
Yep.
You gotta know your Marvel directors.
Exclusive. He's right, Ross.
It's not an exclusive. This is a fact. All right, moving on. I watched Rampage. Mm. The Rock fought giant monsters. Mm-hmm. It was great. Mm-hmm. It could have been dumber. That's my only complaint.
I played the video game.
Video game's great.
Oh, I love it.
It's a lot different than the video game. Don't expect I know a lot of people were worried because they hold the video game lore up like really high, but they do not adapt it directly.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's disappointing.
Yeah, but like I said, my only complaint, I wish it was a dumber movie. Sometimes it tries to be too smart, and I'm like, calm down, Rampage. We know you're not that smart.
Okay. A lot of marketing for that movie.
Well, yeah.
A lot of marketing.
They spoiled some things in the trailer, too. Like, they spoiled that, like, the gorilla goes back to being good. Like,
that
was right in the trailer.
Yeah, they gave that away.
Isn't that a big plot point?
Actually, yeah, it is. It is. You're right. Can't believe they gave that away.
Yeah.
I'm realizing when I was watching the movie, I was like, when's he going to team up with them? Spoilers for Rampage if you haven't watched any of the trailers.
Oh, wait, Justin, we got another exclusive.
What?
The Jurassic World trailer dropped today. The last one.
Oh.
And I think it looks really good.
Yeah, it looks cool. It looks very horror-ish.
Does it? I didn't watch it.
Yeah. It looks way better than Jurassic World.
Sweet. I actually like Jurassic World.
Well, I didn't mind it either, but like I feel like it could only go up.
We saw it opening night.
And they hired a Spanish horror filmmaker to make the sequel.
Are you serious?
Yeah. J.A. Bayona. He made like The Orphanage and...
J.J. Abrams.
Not J.J. Abrams. No. God damn it.
The Last Jedi didn't happen.
No, it's...
The Last Jedi didn't happen. It's not canon.
Oh, he's being a jokester.
I'm being a jokester.
He's being a jokester.
Are you talking about the hit Rian Johnson film, Last Jedi?
He's being a jokester. It went over your head. Do you get the joke?
Well, J.J. Abrams didn't do the...
Well, no, he's pretending to be one of those angry people online that, like, made the petition.
I don't think he's pretending.
All right. Yeah, he's furious right now.
No, I wouldn't sign the petition. That's silly. I just think it wasn't that... I disagree with a lot of the things that happened in that movie.
Oh, all right.
It's my third favorite Star Wars movie. Moving on.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Moving on. Okay, can I touch on one thing?
Oh, well, okay, great. Now you open the floodgates.
Okay, Snoke is not dead. And if he is dead, that's terrible writing.
Oh, I love it if he's dead.
Are you serious?
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. So Rian Johnson, when he was given this story, he wanted... I bet that I assume that he wanted answers to like the questions that JJ brought to the table.
So instead of answering them, he just destroyed
them. He answered them for himself. Like he gave Rey.
Well, he had the script before Force Awakens was even filmed. So he wasn't even like reacting to like what people were saying. He got hired before they started filming Force Awakens. So he was writing his script based on just what he had read in the script. So it wasn't like he wasn't trying to like subvert like, oh, you sons of bitches have your theories.
But now JJ's coming back. I'm sure The Last Jedi was not how JJ would have made the movie at all. Like that couldn't have been the way that JJ wanted the series to go.
Right.
But he says he's going to continue what Rian did.
Because he has to because he's making the next movie. He's just going to retroactively fix everything. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
No, I mean, there's ways to fix. Like Snoke can be alive, and there's ways to explain that.
No, Snoke.
He's gonna be like, oh, remember when Kylo told you your parents weren't famous? Oh, that,
he was messing with.
Oh,
you.
They like, are. Oh, yeah,
be,
yeah.
I mean, it's very in like the Snoke thing.
Happen.
No,
we saw Luke do the whole like apparition of himself. Snoke could have done that too. Because
his flesh was burned.
Right, exactly. It's the next level of it. It's the next step. He's even stronger than Luke.
I don't know about that, but I think we are going to get some Snoke backstory, though.
But
maybe
if he's Plagueis.
Seattle.
Then he can survive death. So he'd be alive still.
All right, moving on.
It was Solo, A Star Wars Story in theaters May 25th.
Why did we bring sponsored exclusive?
What?
Exclusive.
Oh, yeah, we're sponsored. Yeah, go to
sponsored by Solo.
Go to Denny's for the Solo menu. It's great.
We're sponsored by Denny's, who is sponsored by Solo, so technically we're sponsored by Solo.
We're getting money for this. Every time we say Solo.
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 Buy Solo cups.
Solo.
Go to Riding Solo.
Listen to Riding Solo.
Riding Solo.
I'm not that excited for Han Solo.
Solo.
Okay, Justin, why do we bring you here today?
That's a good question.
Other than to break our hopes and dreams.
Happy Death Day?
Happy Death Day.
Is it a holiday? What is it? Why are we celebrating?
Well, it is a holiday because this is the first guest we have on who isn't an asshole.
Is it Death Day?
Today's Death Day.
Today's Death Day.
Oh, because you're saying Happy Death Day.
Or actually, the 27th is Death Day because Thanos is about to kill like half the cast.
Yeah. R.I.P. There's some snapping. They all die. Because in the comics, once he gets all the Infinity Stones, he snaps. It kills 50% of the universe.
No, yep. Gamora snaps.
Gamora
says, like,
snaps
in the that. Like ooh, that.
Cool. No, but in the comics,
it's going to be great to edit out.
She goes like that.
There's a bunch of this is
okay.
This stop. Is off the rails. It's like Machete kills all of them. All
right, again. Happy Death Day.
Oh, yeah, we brought you here to talk about Happy Death Day.
Well, to talk with you about it.
To right? talk with, yeah. We're not, no, we were just going to...
No, this
we
is
were gonna
your...
Turn
this
our, is, we were going to turn our mics off and just hand it over to you.
This is your platform. Happy Death Day. Justin, take it away.
Okay, great film. Fantastic.
Oh, I fucking mm-hmm. played
okay, Ross, back to you.
Okay, that was great.
Good episode.
$4.8 million. To make this movie.
I thought you were going to say that's what it made, and I was going to say, no, it made a lot of money.
No. It was made with $4.8 million, which is so small.
What's
it
the
is?
Blumhouse model? They make movies on limited budgets that they know are going to make a lot of money back. It's very smart. That's how they're so profitable.
I think that's the model for every studio.
No, Blumhouse specifically, they said that they've said that they have like budget limits so that they know that the returns are going to be good.
So you mean Blumhouse specifically wants to make money?
Yes, just okay. like every, but it's very
yeah. I think,
but no, but it's more specific than just being like we want profit. Like for a while,
they want a lot of
they
profit.
Want a lot of profit.
Oh, yeah. For a while, all their horror movies were only $3 million budgets or so, mm-hmm. like 3 to 5, and they're like, this is what you have to make them at.
I'm about to go on a rant. I'm trying to stop myself.
Why?
Cool. Truth Why? Or Dare was one of the worst things I've ever seen.
Is it a Blumhouse movie?
Yes,
oh, it is. Yeah,
it's
yeah,
in theaters. Came
out? It's Blumhouse's yeah. Truth or Dare, Ross. Says it in the title.
Marvel's Avengers, Blumhouse's Truth or Dare.
Does it have anything to do with Thanos?
Yeah.
Do they build up to Thanos at all in it?
They do. He gets Truth or Dare to pick up the
hammer.
Yeah,
at the end of the movie they say, come back next week for the Avengers.
I don't know what's
Disney,
happening.
Disney buys advertising time in other movies.
Hey, you know, you gotta get the word out. I don't think anyone knows Infinity War is happening.
No.
So you didn't like Truth or Dare?
No.
Made you sad?
That was serious. I'm not even joking. One of the worst horror films I've ever seen in my entire life. It was trash.
Hmm.
It was hot trash fire.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. You couldn't dare me to see it.
I'm going to tell a truth right now.
What's that?
There was that girl from...
Lucy Hale.
From ABC Family. She was in it.
Wait. What? Is that Lucy Hale?
She was on that show.
Which show?
That popular show.
Modern Family? Liars. Oh, yeah, Lucy Hale.
Yeah. I heard that she's a very strong Republican.
Really?
And doesn't support women's rights. Yeah.
Because those things are equal.
Listen, I don't know. Sometimes they correlate.
This just took a sharp turn.
Exclusive.
One who does support women's rights.
Harvey Weinstein. Good job, Jeremy.
Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm going to edit that out.
That just took a dark
turn. This movie, so it was made for $4.8
million. $4.8 million. I thought it made more than that.
It's made... Shut.
We're stuck in a... Shut it's up. A joke. We're stuck in
okay.
We're stuck in the intro.
Wait,
no,
so
it
are
was
you
made
saying...
for $4.8.
So you're saying the goal was profit?
Blumhouse's model is they only make their movies for $3 or $5 million.
I'm going to go on a rant right now.
I think that's every studio's
model. Okay, Truth or Dare was terrible.
Oh, my God. So far, it's made $56 million.
That's good
Holy.
Profit.
Yeah. So far, it's made $56 million.
That's like more billion? Than
double. So far, it's made $56 million.
That's okay. Like more than double.
Fucking time loop's broken.
That is more than double.
It's more than double.
It's the shittiest Back to the Future sequel I've ever heard. I don't know what's happening.
2017, Christopher Landon
yes.
is a director. He is known...
Scout's Guide to the Apocalypse.
No.
Yes.
That's all I know.
No, he's known for Paranormal Activity 5.
Actually, 2 through 5.
Sure. And yeah, he wrote one of my favorite Guilty Pleasure movies.
You mean Rear Window?
Disturbia.
Oh, sorry. Yep. I get him confused.
Yeah, smart.
So how much was this movie made for?
So this movie was made for $4.8 million.
All right, we're not
it
doing
it made
$4.8
million?
We're not doing it. Okay, continue. Christopher Landon, he's a cool guy, you know?
Yeah, and he is also well known for writing Happy Death Day 2.
Not
well. What?
Well, exclusive. I don't mean exclusive. How is he well known for something that hasn't happened yet?
Because it's on IMDb.
I'd be like, I feel like if I was like, oh man, I can't even think of an example. I don't know what to come back at you with.
I'm well known for Infinity War.
Yeah, Steven Spielberg is well known for directing Indiana Jones 5.
That's true.
He will be well known for it, but
unless he dies.
He didn't write this one. He didn't write the first one, but he's writing the second one.
I'm gonna get in my sexy position.
Yeah.
Fucking leg's dead. Just like this movie, a lot of people die. Just like my leg.
Okay. Oh Jesus!
I'm sorry. Ooh. I get excited. My leg's asleep.
Okay.
My foot's asleep.
So it starts with. Are you done?
Don't just keep talking.
Well, they're gonna hear all this nonsense going on in the background.
All right.
Okay, so it starts with the Universal logo.
Yeah. Rewind.
Yeah.
Why does it do that?
That's a good...
Dude, I loved that. That was really cool.
That's a piece of flair. Yes.
It seems like a big new trend I've seen a lot is like the opening logo is getting messed with for movies, and I like it.
Yeah.
I think I've seen it in a couple other movies recently.
Yeah. What about Rampage?
I think it just plays ominous music.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I actually saw it in something recently. I saw it last night, Happy Death Day. They did it.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah.
What do the credits do?
So it basically reverses back and plays, and then reverses back and plays.
Mm. I've been seeing that in a lot of movies lately.
I'm not participating.
Have fun editing this. All right, so it's a good... it opens. Mm-hmm. How does it open?
Wakes up.
No, there's a clock... Shows the clock first.
We don't have to go through every single thing. We have... she wakes up. Wake up number one.
Wake up one.
Mm-hmm. She's in her... She's in a dorm room.
She's... Mm-hmm.
Not hers.
Mm-hmm. But Carter's.
Carter's, yep.
Carter's. Why do you keep looking back and forth? Usually you're the architect, and
yeah,
we just jump on.
I was hoping you guys would grab some of these reins I'm holding.
No, I mean, yeah.
Fine.
Then his
fine.
Friend's like, did you get some of that sweet vag?
I don't think he says sweet vag. I think.
Well, she says, wakes up confused, and he's like, oh, I wanted to let you sleep in. And she
says fine vagina.
Fine vagina.
Sure.
Really close.
Do you own this movie?
No, I don't own it. I really want to buy it, though. No, I saw it in theaters 3 times, and then I watched it last night.
How'd you watch it last night?
On the internet.
Oh, I don't want to talk about that. We don't promote that.
Arg.
Yeah. But, okay, so she's
disgusted.
She's a major asshole.
Even though he's, like, by all means, he's an attractive guy. It's not like she woke up and it's like some fucking fat guy with zits on his face, and she's disgusted because he's not up to her standards.
Dude, I loved Carter. He's my favorite.
No, I know I love Carter, yeah. Mm-hmm. But also it goes further to just exemplify her arc in the movie. You know, she starts out as very conceited,
which was great.
Yeah,
very.
That's
good.
That's one of the best things about the movie is her character arc.
I mean, it's not the most complicated.
Ross, he's coming in with
arc.
The hot.
I'm just saying, exclusive. Like, it's a very simple character arc, and
but it's done very well.
It is done very well. Yes. That's my point.
Okay, so she's mean to everyone when she's walking through the courtyard. Blah blah blah. Her ex or some dude she hooked up with is waiting behind a dark pillar,
like normal
just
people
waiting
do.
For yeah, just waiting for her to walk past.
I've done that a few times.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
You gotta make a presentation. You know?
And women love mysterious guys.
No, that's so creepy.
This isn't a noir film. I'm gonna pop out, light a cigarette, like, how you doing, dame? Like,
so weird. It's a horror film where mysterious guys.
No, yeah. Well, no, I was like, talking about dude.
She walks by and he just peeks his head out, like he just hangs out by.
No, but yeah, but it's supposed to be spooky. It's good that it's creepy.
Well, they're
yeah.
setting it up so that like everybody's a suspect. So that's
yeah. Even the sprinkler guys.
Exactly.
You know, they're probably pissed because she didn't tell them about the sprinkler, so they killed her.
And the global warming chick. Yeah. Global warming?
Yeah. Oh, is that a disappointed yawn?
No, I'm just tired.
You want to take a nap?
Yeah, I do.
Live on air.
Okay. So she goes back to her mean to her roommate.
She goes back to her sorority house.
She made the cupcake from scratch, and she just threw it in the trash. She's a total asshole.
Well, her whole sorority is full of assholes. Yes. Their fucking sorority head. She's a dick.
I've been in a sorority house before.
Oh, ooh.
They don't seem
nice.
That no.
Are they as snotty as they are in real life, or is it?
I don't
down?
Think so. I didn't hear a lot of them talk though. The house itself looks very accurate to how they look in the movies.
You ever been to a fraternity?
No, I haven't.
See, I would want to go to a fraternity.
They could be fun.
I feel like I'd get manhandled.
Oh, same.
By the men?
Yeah. They're revving up, ready to go. Like, anyways,
always drunk.
So, where do they go out to lunch? And she's like, would you get Becky some chocolate milk, you fat fuck? Get out of here.
They have lunch. It's a meeting.
Yeah.
They're all having water, and Becky brings a nice chocolate milk.
Yeah, it's good.
Becky, she's a fat ass, man. Shouldn't have gotten the chocolate
milk.
I'm on
Team Becky.
I'm on Team Becky.
All the way.
I was joking.
They're drinking water. Not new movie review, Civil War.
Ooh.
Team Becky.
Team Tree.
Is that, oh yeah, her name is her name Tree?
Her name's Tree.
The bitchy girl, yeah. She has a shitty name for a shitty person.
She is really hot, though.
Well, Danielle is the...
Well, literally everyone in this movie is attractive.
Yeah.
Except
Becky.
Yeah.
Wow. What?
Damn.
That was a joke.
Exclusive.
So the guy comes, Carter, gives the necklace.
What's
back.
The main girl's name?
Tree.
Oh.
That's who I was
you're thinking of
about.
Danielle.
Danielle's the
mean
cult
one. Leader.
The cult. One could argue sororities are cult like, yes. But.
So he gives the thing back. They're all like, oh, Tree, who's this guy? And she's like, some fucking nobody. Loser. I hate him.
He's fucking ugly as shit. I hate him. I throw up when I want to see him, even though he looks like. Fucking guy just walked in from the OC.
So, oh, one of my favorite shows.
What's OC stand for?
Orange County, bitch.
Oh, okay. Well, it's not OCB, so I don't know.
No, but in the first episode, the main guy, he gets beaten up on the beach, and he gets kicked, and then he goes, welcome to the OC, bitch.
Oh, were we talking about Housewives of Orange County?
No, we're talking about the OC, motherfucker.
The OC.
That's,
oh, okay.
That's the best show ever made.
Haven't seen it.
I don't know about that.
It is, yeah. Best show ever made. Second best show ever made? Greek.
You mean Greece?
I don't know Greek.
What is Greek?
Yeah, when's the last time you rewatched Greek?
Probably 2 years ago.
All right. So your opinion could still be standing strong.
Also watched the OC 2 years ago. I'm due for a rewatch.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. Now that you're done with the Marvel movies.
I have the box set. She goes to the hospital.
There's a lot of other setup stuff that keeps repeating.
There's tiny
stuff. Like her phone call from her dad for her
I
birthday.
Hate the ringtone
hey,
so much.
It's your birthday.
The
you gotta pick up your phone.
So fucking much.
I loved it. I was thinking about changing mind to that, actually.
Stuff like that, you know. Yeah. It's all for the repetition. You've seen the movie if you're listening. You get it. So what happens next, Ross? Lead us in.
Boom. Elevator scene. Runs into her roommate in the elevator.
She's a nurse.
Yes. Foreshadows the entire movie.
This... Right here, the first time I saw this movie, I knew that she was the killer.
Oh, same here.
Because the face that she gives is so mean and so dark. It's like that's like only a killer would make that face.
I mean,
or a sorority girl, but yeah.
I give you some pretty mean faces sometimes.
I know, but you're very hard to read, so.
Yeah, right.
I think it's the beard.
Thanks. Do you want to touch it?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah, keep it in mind.
Okay, I'll think about it.
She goes up, she kisses her professor.
Who she's
doing
the dirty with.
Smooch and smooch. His wife walks in.
Oh, yeah, she breaks it off, doesn't she? Oh, no, she doesn't break it off yet. No.
No.
Yeah, she's still into it.
Yeah. It's not till wake up number 18.
Yeah.
So then she's back at the house.
Yes.
The lights go out when she's talking to Danielle.
Danielle's the
co-leader.
Oh, okay.
And she's like, oh, our sorority, or wait, our tuition dollars at work, whatever that line
oh,
is.
Oh, yeah, good line.
Then,
10 points.
She's like, come to the party, blah, blah, blah. You know?
Are you wearing...
Oh, wait, that? I have a new segment I want to introduce called,
throwing this on me on the fly.
called Apple Sighting.
I'm sorry, I just burped.
She sports an iPhone 7 rose gold.
Are we sponsored by Apple now?
Sponsored by Apple.
No, we're not sponsored by it.
We're sponsored by Solo.
We're sponsored by Denny's, who's sponsored by Solo Star Wars.
We're technically sponsored by Disney.
I'll use offer code NMN or NMMR at Denny's.
Just figure out the acronym for our name and add Denny's to the end. You can get 20%
to get a free Solo
cup.
Cup, yeah.
Which are already free.
I've got a rant about Denny's.
Sure.
Okay.
Actually, they're our sponsor. No, never
mind. Ross loves Denny's.
Really?
I really don't. Okay.
when Fantastic Four came out.
Oh, they have the cum sauce.
They had a few things. I went to Denny's and ordered the Doctor Doom Sunday.
Oh, I got that.
It did not look anything like the picture.
Oh, that's Denny's for you.
So angry.
I got a Denny's story.
For the Invisible Woman pancakes, they had like a citrus glaze and it looked like someone jizzed in a cup. And heated it.
I have.
The Doctor Doom Sunday didn't have any chocolate sauce on it, but there was chocolate sauce in the picture.
Those sons of bitches.
So
what you got, Ross?
So I went to Denny's one time, and we order food. It takes an hour for us to get the food, and then halfway through our meal, our waitress comes over, and people are coming in after us and getting their food before us. And we're like, oh, that's a little weird. So our waitress comes over halfway through eating, and she goes, okay, I'm going to leave now. I'm going to have this person take over for me, which I guess isn't that weird, but I don't know. I feel like you have to take care of your tables before you go, right? Like,
no, I've seen people leave.
Our Cheesecake Factory waitress went on break.
Yeah, I also find that weird. I feel like they shouldn't do that.
Should we have not given her a tip?
No, we definitely still should. Okay. There was a lot of people.
That's confusing to me. So if someone switches out halfway through, who gets the tip?
The main person. The temporary.
Okay. I would hate to cover someone's shift.
So that's the thing, though. Denny's, they have this new tablet, this little iPad that you pay with.
Oh, yeah. Ton of places have those.
I had to tip the person because the guy that replaced her was awesome.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, he had an Apple Watch on. I knew who I was dealing with. He would come over. He's like, the first lady did not have an Apple Watch, first of all. So he comes over.
You're very biased.
He comes over, and he's like, oh, I'll get you guys anything you want. You want more of this, more of that. We're like, yeah, this guy's awesome. He's also helping out all of his tables. This girl just stood by the kitchen door. We're staring at her, and she's like, your food will be ready in a second. And it's like 45 minutes. Anyway, so I had to tip the first lady. And well, we wanted to tip the guy.
You know how you solve that?
How?
Cash.
No, no one carries cash in 2018.
Some people carry cash.
No, one of them.
Maya does.
Cash. Maya, the 3D printing program.
Ooh.
Okay, there's no cash in there. It's literally movie stubs.
Why do you have all those movie stubs?
Oh, whoa! What is this? No Starbucks gift card?
Dude, you can't support Starbucks.
I don't want to get into it.
They got a lot of detours.
I think you can because they're closing the stores for a day. So.
There's like $16 on that Subway card.
I was making a joke.
Oh, on the Starbucks card?
No, there's $2 on that. Give it to me.
Okay, all right.
You salty piece
I'll
of shit.
The Subway card.
I swear to God.
You don't go to Subway.
Yes, I do. Cup.
Dude, I love Subway. Eat fresh.
You can have these if you want.
No.
Let me get the receipts.
The Subway sponsor. I want to put those points on my account.
Oh, guess what, bitch? I already used the card, so... All right.
Okay, so the lights go out.
The lights go out.
She's like, our tuition dollars at work.
Foreshadowing again.
I guess.
Yeah.
Then, what happens? Oh, yeah, she goes to the party, don't be late, all the cute boys.
She gets stalked on the way there.
So she's walking. This is very strange. Yeah. She's walking alone at night. You're telling me there's not one sorority girl that she could go to the party with?
Well, no. They
second
don't.
Of all,
she was late, wasn't she?
No, it was a surprise party for her, so they didn't want to go with her.
Who walks through campus in the dark, though, alone?
tree.
So then she gets to this creepy tunnel.
Oh, I've done that before too, actually. When I lived at UB, I walked on alone on campus all the time.
So she gets to this creepy tunnel. Ding 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 ding. This thing is.
There's a traffic cone.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm gone. I'm see ya.
Yeah, what I do is I run.
I'd investigate it.
But it took her. She had to die to realize that she had to run. Anyway,
she hasn't died yet.
Well, she thought it was a prank.
So she dies.
She dies. Oh no, she dies there, doesn't she?
Yeah, yes. She does.
Oh, okay. Yes. She doesn't even get to the party.
No.
Right. All right.
Not until the second time.
You piece of shit.
Well, you threw him at me.
I didn't throw him. We set him on the table.
So then, she wakes up the second time.
Oh, Jesus. She wakes up the second time. She's confused. Yep, she thinks like, it was a dream, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Tis confusion.
Carter's there.
Yep.
She starts recognizing the telltale signs of, like,
deja vu. She's still kind of mean.
Not the Denzel movie, but the real-life phenomenon.
Oh, yeah. She's still mean.
Oh, yeah.
So now she...
For the jelly beans.
So now her roommate says...
This movie is kind of hard to, like, go through in your head because of the time loop. Now, it's not a bad thing, but it's hard to be like, oh, when does this happen and this time loop reset?
Well, I just watched it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I saw, like, the last 20 minutes.
So, her roommate says, I forget when she says this, but she goes, clever girl.
Jurassic
Park. Which is Jurassic Park reference.
I didn't catch that.
Exclusive.
She says, clever girl.
Exclusive.
So she... This time, you know, same events happen. Lights go out. She's like, oh, this kind of feels familiar. She
doesn't go down the dark.
She doesn't go down the tunnel this time.
Yeah, because she learns now that she will be murdered.
Yeah, so she goes, fuck you, and runs to the party. And then she gets to the party.
Oh, this is where we get the crazy, like, split diopter De Palma shot. Not yet. Where we get this? Oh.
You just hold your horse.
When do they get to the morgue?
Wait, what?
It was a joke from last week. Remember Bad Boys? Where I wanted to get to. I kept.
Oh yeah,
Bad Boys 2.
Hell yeah! That's what we did last week.
Go yeah, I watched it. Part of it.
It's up on SoundCloud and iTunes.
So she opens the door, sees the person in the mask, boom, square in the face.
Turns out to be just a fraternity guy.
Yeah, right? Yeah. He's like, "What the hell?"
Just some guy she wants to hook up with.
Oh yeah. It's
the guy. Now we go upstairs.
Oh, yeah, and there's dub music.
Well, it's a sex dungeon, right?
It's pretty much and like she's texting her friend in front, and you see in the back, and it's like the split diopter shot, like from like Carrie, and it's like, he's getting murdered in the back, and she can't hear because of the fucking Skrillex or whatever's playing.
Yeah.
It's fucking flashing lights, it's intense. Then she turns around, she gets fucking killed.
Right. He's getting killed back there.
Yeah.
He's getting Scream fucking... style.
Yep.
Doesn't that happen in Scream? Where there's something loud and that nobody ends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting the shit.
Yeah, my favorite character in Scream 2 died because of that.
Oh, the. Scream 2. Shaggy, the guy who played Shaggy.
He died.
No,
in the first
he
one.
Was the killer in the first one. Scream 2, it was the movie nerd. Come on.
Oh, Randy.
Randy.
Oh, yeah. He gets pulled into the van.
Yeah, and then somebody walks by with a boombox.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I was thinking? Scary Movie, that's what I was thinking about.
You did that on purpose.
No, I swear to God. No. Okay, so when they're at the beauty pageant, and she's like...
<This is crazy. laughs>
Ross knows how to trigger me, and that's how you trigger me.
No. They're at the beauty pageant, and she's going... When they get to the part where she has to do a monologue.
Is that the one where he cuts off her head and she's still giving him shit? Like, oh, you can't even cut off the head, you fucking pussy.
That's in the locker room.
Yeah. But she's like, up there! He's getting killed! He's getting killed up there! And he's getting stabbed.
And they're all just
doing a great job. You should like these movies. They're really good.
No, because they cause these issues where people, like you, Ross, think it's Scream, but it's actually a Scary Movie.
How about Scary Movie 2? Are you a fan of that?
That's the one in the haunted house, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah.
Oh, Scary... Yeah.
Grab the hand.
Yeah. Oh, because it doesn't make fun of Scream.
Uh-huh. No, because people don't confuse it with Scream.
Uh-huh. Scary Movie 3, President pees out his finger, it's great.
Yeah.
You can make fun of Scream, it's just when you're like confusing the two and people think I'm talking about Scream, but I'm talking about Scary Movie, that's where the issue comes from.
Right. So,
she gets killed the second time.
Yeah, she gets killed the second time with a It's a painful death.
That's a very painful looking death.
So she wakes up.
It made me cringe.
He just showed me a movie stub for the movie Made.
Just no, it's for American
Made in America.
Keep me posted.
Haven't seen. Stop. We have to get through this.
I know. I'm waiting on you.
I just said she gets killed. She wakes up for the third time.
Yeah, she starts to catch on a little bit.
So she's gonna. So instead of going to the party, she's smart. I like that she's smart.
She is.
She's
smart.
Not dumb.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
So she says, "All right, I'm staying here all night.
Yeah.
I'm bored enough." Okay. So at this point, we all know that the girl's the killer, right? The roommate.
I didn't know. I didn't
really. You didn't figure it out.
But I liked that I was dumb because it kept me in suspense.
See. Well, everyone listening knows too. So I want to make a timeline for the roommates.
Yeah.
For the roommate.
Sure.
Like, so the roommate is in the room when the power goes out.
No,
I don't think so.
Yes, because she was? Okay, because she okay, so she boards up the windows, right? The main tree.
Yeah.
She boards up the windows, locks the door. The one girl can't get in. So she's like, I'll see you at the party, like, through the door.
Okay.
And then she stays in the room, watches TV, and the killer's already in there.
Yeah.
So the roommate was still in the room.
I mean, she could have snuck in at some point.
She boarded up all the windows.
Okay, so I guess maybe she hid in the bathroom? Or...
But so then...
Are you trying to find logic gaps?
No, I'm not trying to. I'm just trying to establish, like, where the roommate...
Yeah, we don't have, like, enough time to, like, rewatch that specific scene, do we?
No.
Well, that... I mean, it doesn't matter. I'm saying, like... So, the roommate in the first killing was, like, in the tunnel, which I get. The second killing...
She went to the party.
Followed her to the party.
Yeah.
Third killing, she must have still been in the room.
She might... Unless the... I don't know.
She might have hid under the bed?
Yeah, she could have been
hiding. Well, she was in the bathroom.
When she killed her, she was in the bathroom. Yeah.
Yeah. So you know where she was.
I'm just saying, like, how is did, the roommate, like...
How did the shark get in the water?
I'm just saying, is the roommate, like, I'm gonna go to the bathroom real quick, shut the door.
She's
like,
fucking psycho. You can't predict it. You don't know.
Yeah. No, Tree must... Okay, here's what happened. When Tree got back, the roommate... Mm-hmm. So whenever Tree started to board stuff up, roommate pretended to leave. Roommate actually hid in the bathroom.
Could have easily, stuck into the bathroom.
Yeah.
All right, so she gets killed in her own bedroom.
All right, with her little hoodie and the mask? All right.
Yeah. Maybe she has it, like, stashed in, like, behind the toilet. Again. You know, the tank.
Is this when she tells Carter? And she's like, hey, man.
So this is the first time, before she dies, this is the first time where we see the guy on the news.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
The fake out.
Yeah. Which I'm so glad that was a fake out. That would have ruined the movie if that wasn't a fake out.
Clean, so she gets stabbed through the door. Cool shot of the knife.
Is this the montage of her dying?
Not yet.
So
fourth wake up. This is when she tells Carter. And then she says a line that I don't know who wrote this line. She says, stop looking at me like I took a dump on your mom's head.
Like, what? I mean, she's all riled up.
Yeah, she's
like, okay.
She's riled.
No one says that though, so.
Oh,
you've said that before?
I've said something similar.
your mom's head. That's very specific.
Some people say, like, dump on your living room floor.
Yes, that I understand, because someone can actually go there. Yeah. My mom is not willingly sitting there letting you...
Well, you gotta frame it, Ross. This is a sorority. They do savage things to people.
Okay, all right. So now we're in the kill montage. He says...
Oh, yeah.
This is my favorite part in the movie.
He says, It does like an early 2000s like montage with music over it.
It's great. It plays great. Demi Lovato's "Confident," that song.
Yeah.
Oh hell yeah.
Yeah.
So he says, "Well, you got infinite lives. Dumb way to look at it. You don't know."
Yeah.
But he says
he knows lives. Though. He knows.
I guess.
I'll get into that.
Okay. So he says, you have infinite lives, just go for it. Just keep dying until you figure it out.
She sets up a suspect list on the notepad. She's got names written down and then crossing for someone
else. So she writes Nick's name down, who she knows isn't the killer. So she crosses him out. Why put his name down anyway?
Just, you know.
For clarity.
Yeah, for clarity.
Okay.
Which yeah. she doesn't.
I so mean, put yeah. Carter's name down too.
Well, what? No, because Carter could be the killer, and you'll see in okay, Happy Death right. Day too.
All right. So she yeah. tracks all her suspects. That she gets killed while tracking them, so that's how she crosses them out.
Yep.
Danielle, this is the one I don't get. Mm-hmm. So Danielle, when she's walking with Danielle, sees the invitation to the party or whatever, thinks it's the card, and then she's like, "You bitch!" like punches her in the street, and then they both get hit by a truck.
And then she crosses Danielle's name.
Yeah, out. Which is like you didn't cross her out. You both died.
Well, this is my thought process.
So is the truck supposed to be driven by the killer?
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Because
what I was thinking was, she thought if she killed the killer, it would end the loop.
Oh.
Danielle died by the truck, so.
Okay.
Oh, actually, yeah.
No,
that was my thought. But the driving by the killer—that's an interesting.
But then
thought.
I thought in broad daylight, no way.
Yeah. Right. True. So it's probably.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good. Yeah, that's good.
Thank you.
So she wakes up after getting hit with the bat.
Yeah,
and she's starting to feel the wounds from every killing,
and it does the cool shot where it's.
Oh, like, that's great a great shot every time.
Great transition,
like the one time when she hangs herself and she wakes up and cracks her neck.
Yep.
Spoilers for a future moment.
So she's starting to feel all the injuries. It's so much so that she passes out,
and she goes to the hospital.
Yeah,
Carter takes her because he's a good guy.
Great guy.
Yeah,
I'd date Carter.
Same.
Would you date Carter?
I'd date Carter.
I guess
too nice. You like it? You want a little more rough?
No, he'd take care of me, I guess. Yeah.
He's a horror movie fan too. He had horror movie posters all over his room.
He's like the human version of Sully from A Monsters Inc. He'd take care of me. Continue. Move on.
Where's that connection?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, what
do you have a monster fetish?
Well, no, I've been asked this question at work. Which Pixar character would you most like to passionately make out with? And I said Sully because he'd treat me right.
Ariel.
Pixar.
Oh, Pixar.
One kid said Lightning McQueen.
Good job.
Jesse.
Who's Jesse? Oh, from Toy Story. Oh, the one.
Oh, that's some weird. My man. You watched it as a kid and now you have some weird.
Yeah, I just Jesse threw it fantasy. Off the top. That's the only like girl I could think of that wasn't like a dog.
Brave.
I haven't seen Brave.
Yeah. Who would you Still kiss, character. Ross?
Brave. Okay. What's her name?
Isn't she like 13?
No. I hope not.
Okay. All right. Moving on. We got... So she goes and she realizes she needs to really
figure
it out.
Oh, wait. No, I got another one. The mom shit. From Inside Out.
Oh. Why are you going out of your way? Just fucking kiss Nemo or someone. Why are you trying so hard? I'm kissing a monster. I don't care.
They make humans, too. They don't just make inanimate objects.
This is much easier with Disney movies.
That's why it's only Pixar.
Well, yeah, only Pixar.
Yeah.
You have to make out with a car.
So she's in the hospital.
Yeah.
She finds the mask in her professor's office.
Oh, yeah. In Daddy's office.
Yep.
Oh.
They have a huge fight in the parking garage.
Daddy.
Remember that part?
Oh, yeah, and then she gets killed again.
Well, the professor gets... Wait,
don't,
first,
don't,
before
don't
that...
Don't get too ahead of yourself here, buddy.
Yeah, you're
Come
jumping.
On.
You're
sit,
jumping
sit
time.
Down.
Because way before that...
Yeah. So
how much money did this movie make?
Okay. This movie made $56 million.
All right.
It was made for $56
million? No. What have I done?
Okay. All right. But no, before that, she thinks the professor's the killer then, and then he gets killed in front of her.
Oh, okay. I must have missed that. This, I'm sure I saw it the first time I saw it, but I missed it this past.
Yeah, because he's coming up to her, and he's like, "What's wrong?" And she's freaking out. Uh-huh. And then she's like, "Behind you!" And then he gets stabbed and killed by the killer.
It's a good narrative way to cross people off the list.
Oh, yeah.
Without her having to actually specifically be like, "I guess he's not the killer." She literally watches them get murdered.
Right, exactly.
So then they fight in the parking garage. She has his keys. Gets in a Mercedes. He has great taste. She drives. She says, "I got away! I did it!" Cop pulls her over for speeding. Uh-oh. She goes... she doesn't have her license or you know everything he asked for. So then she's like, "Oh, wait, you can arrest me!" You know, she'll be safe in a jail cell.
Yeah.
So he says, "Yeah, I guess so." So she's like, "I'm drunk. I'm on everything. I'm on pills, weed, anything." So he's like, okay, I'm gonna arrest you. And she's like,
that was a funny scene.
Yeah,
it is great.
Which is also, she's smart. She's like, okay, yeah, let's do it. And then he gets hit by a car.
Yep.
Yeah.
After she's already in the police car. Yeah. So she's locked in the back already. Mm-hmm. And then she tries to get out and can't get out because it's locked, obviously.
Yeah. And then, you know,
she gets blown
she's
up.
Like, why are you doing this to me and all that? And then
he just creepily watches her as he drops the lighter on the candle. Or candle.
It's the candle because it's from the cupcake.
Yeah. Same candle?
Maybe.
If it's not the same candle, I think it's like, it's a hint to the killer.
So she dies anyway, wakes up, knows everything is going to happen, proves it to him by taking him out in the courtyard and like sprinklers, car alarm, guy falls, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Creepy ex-boyfriend behind pole.
Oh, we skipped the creepy ex-boyfriend. Why he wasn't the killer.
Oh, because he's gay.
Because he watches gay porn.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which I love how that just crosses him off from being the killer. Oh, well, no, she also got killed, like, at the same time. Because she turned around and then the killer killed her.
That was the first one, I think.
Yep, yeah, first time.
So then they're in this restaurant, and he's kind of poking her about her birthday. Like, oh, like, aren't you going to call your dad or whatever? And then she lets out this fart.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think was unnecessary. It really didn't need to be.
It just kind of showed that, like, beforehand, she cared so much. She was so vain about herself, and she's let that go.
I think there was different ways they could have done burped. That than a weird
She could have burped.
She could have burped.
Yeah. Fart's just a little aggressive.
No one farts like that.
Yeah. I mean, by all means, girls can rip farts, you know. I'm open to it, you know.
Rip it and take it.
Yeah, but...
whatever that means. I don't know. I'm just saying. No, like,
we're okay.
So if she let out a little too, you know, fine.
But it was a full.
It was like, yeah. No one. Who's a Foley artist? Who recorded that?
Thank you.
So then they see the guy on the news again, and they're like, "Oh, if we kill him." Then it's over.
Yeah,
he must be the killer.
Yeah, it's the crazy loose psycho guy.
Because he was at the hospital. She got killed from the killer at the hospital.
Yeah, and it says he's killed these girls already.
Yeah.
Whatever. So.
And they look like her.
Yeah. So then.
See, I thought that was going to connect to, like, this guy killed her mom.
Oh, snap.
I thought it was going to be, like, her mother's killer.
It was going to go deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
But it didn't go that deep.
Yeah, it goes.
Went, like, 2 inches deep. Not, like, the full, like, six.
Yeah.
So then.
Talking about rulers.
Yeah.
So then they go to the hospital.
Carter's in. He knows the plan.
Yeah. So they break into the guy's room. He's not there. He's gone.
Are you saying that there's about to be a big struggle?
This struggle's not that big. Not yet.
Oh, yeah.
Because then he pretty much kills her right away.
This isn't where Carter saves her?
No, that's the next one.
No, that's this one.
He has seen it 3 times.
Wait, oh, so you're talking... Okay, so then you skipped the part where she takes the gun from the cop.
That's...
I thought that was this scene.
No, that's this scene.
But I mean...
Because Carter and her are at the hospital.
So that is this scene. Okay, so you just weren't talking about it.
Yeah, I think we're on the same scene. First time she goes to confront the killer.
Okay, for some reason in my mind it split off into 2 different times. Okay.
Well, she does take the gun twice.
Yeah. Well, the second time you don't really see it because it's just part of the plan, but this is the first time you actually
see
it.
Remember the first one because she safety's on?
Yes, you're right. Okay.
So Carter tackles him.
That was so heroic.
He gets killed.
He does.
Was it... How does he die?
He breaks his neck.
At that point, she realized she was in love with Carter. Because he just killed
himself.
Not
at that point. At that point, she says, so glad he's dead. Hate that guy.
No.
He goes into some weird bell tower, right?
The killer chases her in the one,
Yeah.
It's like an old-timey hospital. And then she's about to beat his head, and then she's like, oh, wait a
And then she's like, wait, if I kill him, then Carter's dead.
Yeah.
Then she realizes she's in love with Carter.
Yep. Exactly. That's where she goes, wait, I feel a sense of...
She kills herself in the most dramatic way possible. But it looks cool.
Yeah, wasn't she like, hey, asshole? And then she hung herself.
Well, it was all Suspiria.
It's also like,
glass.
She also just... went down Assassin's Creed, like, just jumped off the ledge, like...
Yeah. Very graceful.
Yeah.
And poetic. She dies.
And then
she dies. Surprise.
Boom. Wake up. Now she's really nice because she did a good deed.
Yeah. Oh, and she loves Carter now.
Yeah, she's all pumped up. You know, she spanks the roommate like, don't talk about girls' vag.
Don't talk about my fine John. In
the killing montage, there was one where she walks around naked, right?
Yes, that was fun.
That was whatever.
She's got a lot of pride now.
She does. She knows that he's going to repeat anyway, yeah, so she doesn't care.
This is one of my favorite scenes, though, when she goes through the same day, but she's super nice to everybody. She has the sunglasses. She
signs a petition. She lays the pillow down.
Yeah.
Wait, that doesn't happen yet. That happens after she kills the killer. The first killer. Because she kills the guy that killed Carter before. And then she thinks everything's over. Oh, right? Isn't that when she's super nice?
I thought...
No, okay, never mind.
Yeah, I thought the
she
morning...
She does it this day because now she knows who the killer is.
And she knows that she's going to survive. She knows
she can stop it.
Yeah.
She has a talk with her ex-boyfriend. I know you're gay. She literally says, go get some man ass. Yeah. It's really nice. It's sweet.
She talks to her dad, finally.
Yeah.
Who, he kind of looks like the killer's mask.
A little bit.
What?
Her dad looks like the baby mask.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe that was a purposeful thing. You know?
Yeah. The whole thing is just her being haunted by the past of her father.
Seems like a pretty cool guy.
It's cooler than they talk about the mom, her and her dad.
Yep.
They connect.
Go to the hospital.
She's all badass.
She got her leather jacket. This is it.
Got her fucking,
so cool.
Yeah, she turns into a full-out badass.
Full-on final girl material.
Oh, hell
goes into the room, and he's still there. And she's like, I know you're awake, motherfucker. And then they fight. They get into a little tussle.
She fucking murders his ass. She goes,
safety's off, motherfucker. Bop, 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 bop. 9 shots to the chest.
What? You're skipping a very important scene.
Oh, okay, sure.
They never pay the power bill. So power shuts off. Remember that?
Yeah, she does a little roll behind it.
Because she times it.
Because
she knew the power went off.
Yeah.
That's the foreshadowing I was talking about.
Oh, that's nice. Because she's supposed to be in her room at this part.
Yep. Yeah. She had it timed to where as soon as it went off, then she could get the upper hand and beat him.
Yeah.
It's fucking badass. That's awesome. It's like a speed run. She's got this shit down. First seen Edge of Tomorrow?
No.
That's another great time loop movie.
Yeah. It kills the guy. Good. Thinks it's all over. Eat it.
Then she has a great night with Carter.
Yeah, they share the cupcake.
Sweet, passionate love.
No, they share a cupcake.
They share a cupcake.
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Sharing a cupcake.
Share her cupcake.
You know? Oh, Jesus.
So then...
Went from 1 to 6,000.
She wakes up again.
And she's like, what the fuck?
It's your birthday.
Hell.
And I'll pick up the phone. God,
I hate it so much.
That song is supposed to be annoying because it represents how annoying the struggle is that she's going through.
No, Every time you hear it, you're like, fuck.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Then
she clicks the cupcake.
So she goes back to her room. She's like, I know you made me a cupcake. The only thing I did yesterday, I fucking ate it, and I died in my sleep. Very weird to connect that. Like, at that moment, you're like...
Well, you have to think about it, though. She never crossed her off on the notepad, and she was, like, the only suspect left.
Yeah.
Because she stopped being a detective when she thought she had the killer.
Right.
Yeah. Which, I love how detective-y she is. That's one of the things that I loved about the movie. Because, like, I love the whole detective catching the killer thing. Mm-hmm. She was so, like,
on top
of that. Yeah.
Yeah. No, they wrote her very smart.
She's a great, great lead.
Connects the cupcake.
Her roommate's mad because she slept with her boyfriend.
Because she was sleeping with the professor.
Yeah, she.
Oh, yeah.
She wanted to have the affair. Kill her because she wanted to sleep with the professor, and the professor was sleeping with her. Come on.
Yeah,
I like how Lifetime it is. For a second, it's like a Lifetime movie where it's like the Dirty Doctor, where it's like this doctor sleeping with like underage girls, and like the two girls, one girl tries to fucking murder the other one. I've seen enough of these Lifetime movies.
Yeah.
I know how it goes.
So they do that. They do this whole fight in the room. She goes, "Eat a bitch!" Shoves the cupcake in her mouth.
That was a fun fight scene.
Yeah.
She fucking throat punches her.
Yeah.
Oh, it starts out with a kick right in the vagina.
Yeah, yeah.
So it starts off like they're no holds barred.
Kicks her out the window. I was talking about this with Jeremy right before we started this.
Oh, we were?
She would definitely be arrested.
Oh, yeah,
for killing her roommate because there's no witnesses. There was no...
Carter. Self-defense, though.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows that.
She could get Carter.
She'd get Carter.
Oh, but she'd have to re-explain. Also,
no, yeah, let me explain. Carter already knows.
Okay. Okay, sure.
There's a Happy Death Day 2. They said that the purpose of Happy Death Day 2 is to explain the time loop. The only way, explaining why she got stuck in the time loop to begin with, how it happened.
All right.
That's because Carter got her stuck in the time loop so that she would fall in love with him.
Oh, shit.
He was involved the whole time.
That could be a cool
premise. Is this official?
No, that's my theory.
Okay.
But that's really, how else are they going to explain the time loop? It's just random. It's just unrelated. It's got to connect. And Carter is the only thing that can connect it.
That could work.
So...
See, my theory for the sequel is that she goes around, finds other girls, people that are in time loops, and helps them.
That's interesting.
And we call it Time Cop.
Well, okay, see, that's like a superhero movie, right?
Yeah, she well, it's still be like, but then but what if she Avengers? Finds out that it's Chris, it's, I was going to say Chris Carter, that it's Carter doing it, and she's like, oh, shit.
And he's the devil.
Well, he's literally fucking Satan.
That's interesting.
Well, your idea is cool, too.
Now, that's when she wakes up for the last time,
Carter messes with her.
Oh, yeah, because this is the ultimate final figure.
Well, there's a poster. I was going to say there's a poster that says... what did it say? It said, like, she lit or they live on it or something.
Oh, that's just a movie.
Well, I know, but it's referencing that,
like, oh, they lived. Oh, okay. That's true. Yeah, good job. Hey, good job. Just...
Hey, right. That's what you get. There you go. That's what you get.
And then, yeah, Carter messes with her by pretending like she just woke up and he changed her ringtone to make it do the birthday thing again.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Yeah. He's like, just joking.
I'd be fucking pissed.
I would do that. So I think that's pretty funny.
Yeah, I'd be like, really? I'm done. You have no idea. You think I just re-woke up one time? No.
Well, at this point, he knows, though.
Yeah, so. That's true.
Good. Okay. How about this, though? So you're Carter.
Uh-huh.
Girl wakes up.
Your name's Carter?
Yeah.
Girl wakes up in your bed.
Mm-hmm.
You're freaking... She's freaking out.
Yeah.
Takes you out to brunch or whatever. Goes, yeah. I just woke up 11 other times in your bed. You're believing all this?
What? She proved it to him.
If she can prove it,
she can prove it easily.
With the pointing and the...
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. If she can't prove it, I'll be like, get this crazy lady out of my...
Yeah, if she can't prove it, I'd be like, this is kind of weird. But she's super hot, so, like, you gotta wait. It's what? Like, it's the scale, Ross. There's a scale. It's the hot to crazy scale. Like, okay, he's doing if a you're line this graph hot, this you can be this this crazy.
He's doing a backwards line graph or something.
If you're this hot, that means if you're this hot, you can be this scary. Okay. And if you're this hot, you can be this crazy. I didn't mean scary, I meant crazy.
I get it.
If you're this hot, you can be this crazy, and so on. So, you know, that's on the internet. So.
I get it, you know. Like, if you look like Anna Kendrick, and I find out you, like, murder cats in your backyard, I'll put up with it.
That's Anna Kendrick. See, I think Tree's hotter than Anna Kendrick, but Anna's pretty hot.
We're all hot.
Yeah.
Bunch of hot people. So they go to the diner, they bond. Mm-hmm.
They fall in love.
She says she hasn't seen Groundhog Day or Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
She doesn't know who Bill Murray is. It's funny. We're all laughing. We're like, oh, Tree, you're silly. What a goofball.
Oh, yeah.
This movie needed bloopers.
Yeah.
Every movie needs.
Credit bloopers?
Every movie needs
bloopers. If a movie has bloopers, anything in the credits or after the credits, it's amateur.
That's true. Yeah, I know.
So, I mean, I just saw a news article about him.
Whoa, really?
He posted that on his Facebook, yeah.
Oh, the thing?
Yeah.
I fucking love
bloopers. Oh, I thought that was just his Kickstarter, so I didn't click on it.
Oh, no, it was like an article someone else wrote.
Oh.
Yeah.
Speaking of Kickstarters, we're sponsored by Solo, a Star Wars Story.
We're sponsored by Denny's, who is sponsored by Solo, a Star Wars Story. Go to Denny's, use offer code NMMR.
/ Denny's.
Exclusive.
All right. The top five when this movie came out.
What was the budget?
The budget was $4.8 million.
How much money did it make?
It made $56
million. Gotcha. We just tricked you. Made you think the time loop started
again. We broke the time loop because we caught the killer.
Up to the end of the movie.
If I fall asleep and I have to do this again tomorrow.
You gotta eat the jelly beans for the rest of your fucking life. Sorry, it's gonna show up. All right, let's fucking give me the thing. When did it come out? 2017 October. Yep. Fucking Blade Runner. Is that in there?
That's in there. I'm
gonna yell out fucking movies at you.
I never saw Blade Runner. It's well, I saw the first one, not the. It's remake.
The second one's the better second than one. The original.
I wasn't a huge fan of the original.
No, neither was I. The second one's way better. 2049. It's so fun. Isn't it really good, Ross?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Blade
cool.
Runner. Blade Runner, is that in there? That hadn't come out yet. Mm-hmm. No, that we already established that wasn't there.
That wasn't there.
Fucking a Tyler Perry movie.
Remember, I saw Happy Death Day.
Yeah. And then you met Jigsaw. Me.
Jigsaw's not in the top five. Wait, what is this? No, what is this list?
Remember, I saw Happy Death Day, and then you met me at the theater, and we saw Blade Runner.
No, we saw Blade Runner on a separate day.
No, I saw Jigsaw with you, Ross.
I could have sworn.
No,
I
we
saw...
did do a double. Remember, we were going to see 999 and Eddie the Eagle, and I saw Eddie the Eagle, and you only saw 999 with me.
Eddie the Eagle,
with the skiing one.
That was way before October. What? Eddie the Eagle is on HBO in October.
What is this list that we're talking about?
Top five.
What movies when it came out?
Yeah.
Like IMDb or like...
No.
Box Office Mojo.
Oh, okay.
Top movie right now is A Quiet Place.
Dude, yes. Oh my God. Fantastic
it's
film.
It's so good.
It's so great.
We're just yelling shit out. Number two right now is Rampage.
Yep.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Number three right now, Truth or Dare?
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
Should be last.
Number four right now is Black Panther?
No.
Oh.
Number five right now is Black Panther?
No.
Joke. Oh, shit. Number four. What's number four?
Game Night.
Come on, we're speeding through this.
No.
Game Night was so good.
Number four, Blockers.
No.
Number five, Blockers.
Yes.
All right, number four, Acrimony.
No.
Number four. What's it called?
Insane.
What's the genre?
Give it, do like some kind of...
What's the genre?
You know it, okay?
Have
you
I seen it?
It's a big... fucking movie.
Did I see it? A Wrinkle in Time. Avengers. Ready Player One.
Yes.
Okay. Ready Player... Okay. Ready ding, Player ding. One was a lot of fun. I like that
movie.
It was
a fun movie, yeah.
Now do October 17th. Go.
Yeah, you gonna give me $10 if I...
Do oh, yeah. If you find out? Chap, if you find a screenshot of Chap, I will give you $10.
Okay.
Okay, back then.
Yep.
Give me... What's the genre?
I...
Jigsaw. Is Jigsaw in there?
Wait, no. What list are we on now?
October 2017.
When the movie came out.
Specifically in October?
Yeah.
Okay. Number one, Happy
the
Death
week,
Day.
The week the movie came out.
Happy Death Day. It's one.
Blade Runner.
Number one. Blade Runner's number two.
Okay. Jigsaw, three.
Thor Ragnarok. That comes out in November.
Yeah, it's November. Okay. Infinity War.
This is stressing me out.
Okay. Is it Jigsaw?
Two-letter word. Don't look.
Two-letter word.
I want to see you throw up. Come on.
Okay, what's a dollar
fee? Two-letter word is number four.
Jumanji.
Jumanji came out in December. Shit.
Was it December?
What's it? What genre is it?
Two-letter word.
What genre is it?
Sounds like...
Who's in it?
Sounds like...
Who's in it? Who's in it?
Okay, wait. Okay, skipping. Number five.
Who's in it?
Jigsaw.
Number five, Everest.
Mount.
Ooh. Mount Everest?
Ooh.
Mount Everest. Very only close. The Brave.
Very close.
Is it the thing where the guy's rock gets stuck?
Very close.
Is Only the Brave number four? Only the Brave.
No.
Only the Brave. The no, firefighter one.
No.
It's a sad movie.
Was it the one about the two cops?
Two cops?
Isn't there a movie?
No, Everest.
Was it just Everest?
It's Mount Everest with Idris Elba.
Oh, Mountain Between Us.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's number five. Number four, two-letter word.
Alien Covenant.
Two-letter word.
Oh, two-letter.
What the fuck is it?
Yes.
Boom. Got it.
Oh.
Number three, Jackie Chan.
Wait.
It's
two-letter word. I was thinking...
Wait, you said in October? It came out before October.
Yeah, but it was still making bank. It made bank.
Yeah?
Yeah, it made a lot of money.
It was number four.
Wow. See, I thought you were saying two-word title, so that's why I was... Fuck.
Two-word title.
I got confused.
Number three,
The Foreigner.
Yes.
Mm. All right. Fuck this.
I don't know if that made any sense.
I quit this podcast. This is ridiculous.
I'll take his place.
I'm just kidding. I wouldn't quit.
This is fun.
All right.
This is a lot of fun.
The theme of this movie, don't be a dick.
I think, well, okay.
Oh, here we go.
So I think
Roger Ebert over here.
I think what it comes down to is like,
don't be a dick.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, are we back to Happy Death Day?
Yeah. What do you think the theme of this movie is?
Don't be a dick.
What's the theme?
Yeah.
Ooh, the underlying theme?
Yeah.
Don't be a dick.
If you get stuck in a time loop...
Don't be a dick.
You need to find an attractive companion. to help you catch the killer that put you in the time loop.
So you think the theme of this movie is to find an attractive companion to help you through life?
That's only one step. This is a 10-step theme.
Whoa.
Remember when they had us find the seven truths?
Yeah.
It's the seven truths. One, find a cute companion.
Okay.
Two, always keep a notepad and Sharpie.
Okay, we're not fucking around. This is serious. This is a serious part.
I don't know what's happening.
This is the part where we analyze the movie.
Oh, we're at serious now?
Don't be a dick.
Yeah.
That's the theme of any time loop movie. Groundhog.
But I think...
Don't be a dick.
Yeah, I think Justin's not wrong here.
Edge of Tomorrow, don't be a dick.
Justin's not wrong. You know, if you're going to go through life, you do want to go through life with someone who you find attractive.
Yeah.
That's mentally true. And physically.
Unless you're blind, then it doesn't matter.
Well, still mentally and emotionally attractive.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I think...
Because at the beginning, she thought Carter was a disgusting pig. At the end, she realizes he's a nice guy.
I think one of the themes might be give people a chance.
Hey.
Oh, I think also...
Don't always think of yourself.
Even though Carter was not ugly.
Yeah.
She thought he was ugly. Right. To begin with. So I think...
Because her standards were so high.
So I think it's just don't think lesser of people.
I think it's be open.
Yeah.
I think it's don't get stuck in a fucking time loop.
That's fair. I think it's don't trust the companion because they put you in a time loop.
All right. So now on to the main event.
Okay, so I'm going to let Jeremy...
I'm not looking forward to this.
I'm going to let Jeremy take the floor on what we're doing next.
All right.
This is fun. I'm excited for this.
And to keep... I've been thinking the whole episode about how I don't want this, but... And to keep up with the theme of our podcast where we choose each movie in the most random way possible, I thought, hey, there's a fun game out there called Bean Boozled, where there's various flavors of jelly beans, and for each good flavor, there's a disgusting flavor. Let me read you a couple examples. We have coconut or spoiled milk. We have strawberry banana smoothie or dead fish, rotten egg or buttered popcorn, toothpaste or berry blue, which both of those are pretty good, to be honest. But barf or peach, Ross's favorite. Canned dog food or chocolate pudding. I must note that they took away probably the worst one, which is skunk. So
the dead fish is really gross.
Oh, fuck me.
Oh,
okay. Booger or juicy pear. Oh my fucking, I'm getting nervous. I feel like I'm on Jackass.
The dog food's really gross too. You have like an aftertaste of dog food in your mouth. Like your mouth like tastes like dog food.
I don't even know what dog food tastes like. God damn it.
I did eat a dog food.
Stinky socks. Stinky socks. Because
I watched Scooby Doo and I was like, oh, a Scooby snack.
Tutti Frutti or lawn clippings or lime. Lawn clippings aren't that bad.
Fuck. Is that all?
Yes.
Okay. So now read the list. I'm going to go get a bucket just in case.
Well, get a drink too.
Oh, they're not that bad. You don't need a bucket.
I
had like 30 of those in a row.
I barfed during the barf one, so.
Yeah, are you serious?
I had it in my car and I gave it to him and he threw up out the window.
Oh, jeez.
So read the movie. All right. List.
So for every good flavor of jelly bean, we assigned a good movie. So it's coconut or A Bug's Life. This was random, but just really random movies.
Wait, coconut or A Bug's
Life? Or coconut. Coconut is A Bug's Life.
Okay,
I should say that.
I love A Bug's Life.
Such Banana Smoothie is Mean Girls.
Oh,
buttered popcorn is Point Break, the original.
Haven't seen it.
It's really good. Berry Blue is Gremlins.
Yes.
Peach is Apocalypse Now. Chocolate Pudding is Days of Thunder. Juicy Pear is Beetlejuice. Caramel Corn is Mouse Hunt. Tutti Frutti is The Incredibles. And Lime is Chappie, because I think Chappie's a good movie. All right. For each bad... I'm not throwing up in a fucking bag.
You're picky about your throat.
For each bad flavor, I'm not going to swallow it, though, so I will spit it in that bag.
Okay. You don't swallow?
I will not swallow a fucking dead fish jelly bean.
I'll swallow.
How many are we going to eat?
Just three.
Oh,
we doing three each?
No. Just one, two, three.
Okay.
Well, fuck me.
We're just choosing the next three.
All right, and then for each bad flavor of jelly bean, we assigned a bad movie. Spoiled Milk or Jack and Jill. Dead Fish or Jaws 4 The Revenge. Rotten Egg or Scary Movie 5. Toothpaste or Batman and Robin. Barf or The Bee Movie. Canned Dog Food or Big Mama's House. Booger or Cat in the Hat. Moldy Cheese or Bucky Larson, Born to Be a Star, Stinky Socks or Baby Geniuses 2, Lawn Clippings or Master of Disguise.
Nice, okay.
Fucking hate this.
I thought it'd be fun if, since you put Apocalypse Now on there, if you put Apocalypse Later.
No.
No?
No, this is not a gay podcast. Stop with that shit.
I fucking hate this thing. Okay. This is stupid.
I'm gonna bleep out his name every time you say it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of fun.
Get off my fucking spit bag.
Oops.
Okay.
I fucking hate this.
So they came with a wheel that we're going to spin so we know which one to eat.
Oh, I fucking hate it. And all the flavors look the same. Fuck. Can we take turns?
What do you mean? I can watch you guys do it first.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll go first.
Okay, so this is choosing the first movie for the next episode.
Jeez. Oh, we're each going to pick a movie.
I mean, you don't pick it, you just get it.
So chocolate pudding or canned dog food? Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Your favorite.
Okay.
So this is next week's movie.
So,
well, 2 weeks.
If it's, if it's chocolate pudding, it's Days of Thunder. If it's canned dog food, it's Big Mama's House.
I'm fine with either of those options.
You're not good unless you want to come back. We can have you back if you want.
It's a lot of fun. So.
Yeah?
What is it? Suspense is killing me.
Please be a dog food.
Days of Thunder's so good. Oh, you just want to see him suffer.
I just want all the bad ones out of the running.
Chocolate pudding.
Days of Thunder.
All right, cool.
Tom Cruise racing movie.
All right.
I was biased on that one.
All right, you're up next.
No, you go first.
All right. All right.
I fucking hate this so much.
Do I go again? It's in the middle.
If you want.
Okay.
You would have gotten out easy on that one. Oh, no.
Coconut or spoiled milk?
So it's either A Bug's Life or Jack and Jill.
Is that this one?
Yeah, let me check, because the moldy, the rotten egg and the... Yep.
Oh, jeez. For the record, I hate both coconut and spoiled milk. Coconut, I hate.
This is fucking perfect. Just put the whole thing in your fucking mouth and chew it.
Oh my god.
Oh dude, it's not that bad.
Oh. Oh, it was spoiled milk. It was spoiled fucking milk.
So Jack and Jill.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, give me your drink. Give me your drink.
You just pour it in. Don't.
Okay, no, all right.
Drink his thing.
No. No,
it's
pretty much
empty.
Don't mouth it. No.
He's teething it.
Swish it around.
Oh, Jesus.
You seemed angry. So, alright, so we got Days of Thunder, Jack and Jill. I fucking hate this game. Please, God. For the love of God. Oh, where's it on?
That's on buttered popcorn.
Or.
Is it?
Yeah, this or rotten eggs.
Oh, fuck me.
Okay, so one of these.
This one's hard to find, though. Is that it?
Because some of them look similar.
It's white and yellow. That one, white and yellow. That. Yeah.
Fuck me.
Alright.
So it's either buttered popcorn or rotten egg. So it's either Point Break or Scary Movie 5.
Oh no! Oh no!
Jeez!
Oh!
You guys cannot handle these at all.
Oh no! So that was buttered popcorn?
Oh, that was rotten egg. So we gotta watch Scary Movie 5.
Oh Jesus! Now, just so everyone knows, there is more than 100 beans in this. So we have... I mean, we're going to go through...
I couldn't do it. Look at... I literally just bit into it. I couldn't... Which one did you just take?
Which one?
Toothpaste.
Oh, lucky. I wish I had a toothpaste. We should all... Let's just all eat a toothpaste.
I'm washing my mouth out
It's either toothpaste or berry blue.
All right.
My tooth squeaked.
Berry blue.
That's nice.
Nice. I got the toothpaste. Yeah.
I think the outside kind of tasted like something. I just bit into that motherfucker. I didn't even chew it.
spitting out the berry blue.
The taste changed. I don't know. It got really bad really quick. No, toothpaste I had earlier.
Oh. All right, so that was probably pleasant to listen to.
Oh, my God.
Are we going to do
another? Okay, so what are our three next episodes?
Days of Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
Jack and Jill.
Mm-hmm.
Scary Movie 5. You sure you don't want to eat another one for good measure?
No.
I'll eat another one if you want.
Go ahead. There's a lot of them. Here, let's give him a fucking gross one. Where's Dead Fish? Here, just take this.
Challenge accepted. Jesus. Challenge accepted. Okay, so
we don't have to keep recording if you don't want. It's
okay. Oh, no, I want to keep recording. Okay.
I'll suck at
it. Oh, I meant for me to eat this.
Okay.
If I'm going to eat this,
I'm going to
eat
this. This is it. This is the finale. Do not let wimps or crybabies play this game.
Okay, so it's Dead Fish or...
It's either Dead Fish or Barf. I don't. They look very alike.
No way.
That's not right.
No, that's Barf or Peach.
This is Dead Fish or Strawberry Banana Smoothie?
Yeah.
Either way, you're either going to be in for a good time or a bad time.
Here we go. And if it is Dead Fish, I'll swallow.
No.
I'm going to swallow.
Yeah, swallow. Come on, go.
Here we go.
I just want to say, Justin, thank you for coming on the podcast.
Yeah, thanks, Justin.
Is there anything you want to put in the description? What do you want us to plug?
What is it? What flavor is it?
I'm trying to figure it out.
God, you're a strong man.
Jesus.
Doesn't look good.
No.
It's strange.
It's a barf. Let Ross smell your breath.
I can tell, to be honest.
What do you mean?
It's kind of hard to tell.
Let Ross smell your breath.
I think it might be...
Is it fruity?
Talking to the mic.
It's a little fruity.
Oh, okay, then.
A little bit, though. But also, it's kind of vomity. So.
Oh, it's probably barf.
I don't know, but it's kind of fruity, too, so...
So you like it?
I don't... I'm indifferent. Indifferent on it.
This is the content we strive for.
All right. That's good.
Thank you for having me on. Thank you for being a good guest.
What do you want us to play?
Wait, Ross, I have one question.
What?
How much did Happy Death Day cost to make?
Wasn't it like $54
million? No, this movie cost $4.8 million to make.
What? I thought it was $54 million. Wasn't that a number too?
No.
I've heard it's a Blumhouse's model.
Yeah, just like Truth or Dare.
Stop.
All right. Do you have anything you'd like to plug?
Okay, I would like to plug.
Do you
plug.
Want this?
Oh, I'm good.
You can eat this one.
I'm okay. That's a literal barf. So.
Well, no, it's just a lot of spit.
Okay. Okay. What do I want to plug? I want to plug...
That was fucking gross.
My horror role-playing game, Scream Kings.
Cool. How do people play? What is it?
How do people play? Okay, you can find me on Facebook, Justin Trombley. Okay, cool. So just add me on Facebook. Yeah. It's a murder mystery game where you compete in challenges each week to win safety and survive while trying to figure out who the killer is. A lot like Happy Death Day.
It's 5 cents for you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank
Ross,
you.
Ross, thank you for being a co-host. Thank you for being a guest.
Want to support us? Go to patreon.com/notnewmovie. Twitter.com/notnewmovie. Facebook.com/notnewmovie. We post everything there. We post fun polls on the Twitter.
You'll see our Twitter handles in the show notes.
Our Patreon. If you support us at the $3 level, you put your social media or your website or whatever you want in the description of the
episode.
Pretty
much become a co-host.
If you want to be involved in the show, give us $5 and you get to write into the show. We read whatever you write. Doesn't matter what it is. You can tell us how your day's going.
You have a conspiracy theory about koalas?
Yeah, or you can tell us your thoughts on the movies we watch. Doesn't matter.
Anything?
Anything.
You want to give us $5?
Yeah, you're going to give us money.
Oh, not right now. I lost my wallet.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
But at least your tummy's full of barf beans.